I know. It's the biggest shopping day of the year, and we're all supposed to be at the malls. And if we're not filling up our trunks, we're supposed to be with our youngsters at those blockbuster holiday movies. But if the Harry Potter rush is a little too much for you, you might want to stay close to home today and rent some videos instead of fighting the traffic and the lines. Rather than getting bombarded with previews, at home you can start with good old-fashioned short films, like one of the volumes of Walt Disney's cartoon classics, with silly symphonies like Disney's version of The Three Little Pigs, or some early Mickey Mouse cartoons. It was the anniversary last week of Mickey's first appearance on film in 1928. Follow these, depending on your tastes and audience, with one of those intergenerational standards like National Velvet or Mary Poppins or E.T. or Babe, or even the first Home Alone, and you'll have a full afternoon of movie-watching contentment. After the turkey sandwiches, and for a slightly more sophisticated palate, you might want to try some of Nick Park's wonderful Wallace and Gromit claymation mini-epics about that eccentric inventor and his life-saving canine comrade. And if you can't get enough of this art form, you can continue with Park's Chicken Run, that clever send-up of every great escape movie ever made. Then, if the older kids are lobbying for something with wizards and/or fantasy, you might want to try The Neverending Story or The Princess Bride, or if you have a den full of middle schoolers, they might be ready for Dragon Slayer. It's pretty strong in places, but it's also powerful and satisfying. There are some great videos out there, and while they don't have the cachet of being the latest, they're still awfully good, and you can get bleary-eyed with a stack of them for less than it would cost for a large popcorn and soda and red licorice twists. And the best part of it is, once you've made your dash for the videos, you won't ever have to leave the family room.